We move now to another potentially transformative moment. Joining us now is Chris Hogg from Shanghai, China. He's a correspondent for the BBC, our partner, the BBC. China, it appears, has lent more money to other developing countries over the past 2 years than the World Bank. It makes China the world's number one investor in emerging economies, especially those that specialize in raw materials. Chris Hogg, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think the significance of China sort of outweighing the World Bank and its mission, as far as we can tell, in the kinds of investments that we see it making in emerging markets?
I think there are two things going on here. I mean, first of all, China has a lot of cash available to try to win friends and influence. It has about $2 trillion of foreign exchange reserves. So some of that money it uses to buy US debt, but the rest of it that it's channeling through two state-owned banks in particular, it's using to further its national interests. So that means making loans to countries, winning over friends. It helps them to secure energy supplies. It helps them to secure influence, to win friends at organizations like the United Nations. I think the other thing, of course, that's going on here is that it's probably easier for the Chinese to invest in some of those emerging markets than it would be in more developed markets like the US or Europe.
Because there's a competitive situation there?
Indeed. A lot of those Chinese companies, they find it very difficult to enter a highly competitive market in North America or Europe. And they find that their products or their infrastructure projects are much more welcome in developing countries. And sometimes these loans are denominated half in dollars, half in the Chinese currency, the RMB. And that's all about trying to open up those markets to Chinese products.
One of the premises in our intro this morning was the preference that there seems to be in these Chinese investments for raw material investments. Is that to say that the Chinese are less likely to invest in something that might produce sort of development, social benefits for people in countries that need maybe water or electrical infrastructure, and more likely to invest in a mine that will produce more coltan or strategic minerals, that sort of thing?
I think the reality is that they do both kinds of investments. It's very difficult for us to say exactly what the kind of spread is because they don't publish details of these investments. The Financial Times that did the research into this, that newspaper, they gather together the research by going through different public utterances by the banks, by the borrowers. But some of this is private, so it's very difficult to tell. Certainly this is about trying to secure resources. We've seen loans for oil to Venezuela, to Russia, to Brazil. But we also see investment in things like a new cardiac unit at a hospital in Tanzania, for example. So there is both kinds of investment going on.
And any idea how this fares in terms of the interest rate that they're charging? Or are they actually seeking equity in new companies as a venture capitalist would?
Certainly, we know that for some of them, these are very preferential rates. These are some people are getting a better deal from the Chinese than they are from other international organizations.
So, Chris, you and I should declare ourselves an emerging market, don't you think?
Yeah, we'll be cashing in. I can tell
we
you.
We definitely want a piece of this action. Chris Hogg from Shanghai, China, talking about the very interesting development that the Chinese Development Bank and the Chinese Export Import Bank have actually exceeded the amount of loans of the World Bank and are the largest investment source for the developing world. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.